Hello, Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone back. This is our fourth shiur in Mesilat Yesharim, and we're beginning a discussion of the Midat Hazrizut, the idea of being zealous, being motivated. So Ramchal teaches us that being watchful, that meaning monitoring one's action, and being zealous, meaning being motivated, they go hand in hand and can be compared to the legs of man, the pillars by which he moves about, walks about. You need two. You got to move forward. Achar hazihirut yavo hazrizut. Ki hazihirut sovev ala lo tase. The idea of zihirut, the idea of being careful, is connected to the idea of all the lo tase, meaning those mitzvot in the Torah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us not to do something. V'hazrizut al ha'aseh. Now, the idea of zrizut, of being zealous, is referring to all of the positive commandments. V'hainu sumura ve'aseh tov. Meaning that we have to go ahead and separate from evil, and we have to do good. Now, motivation is two-pronged. One is to start doing what you need to do. And two is actually getting it done, meaning finishing. V'inyano shel ha'zrizut muvar, shehu hakdama l'mitzvot u'lashlamat inyanam. So when it comes to zrizut in this first side, this is something which is clear. This is the idea of a person actually beginning to do what he needs to do. U'chulashan hazeh amru zichron v'recha, zrizim makdimim l'mitzvot. And as the rabbis taught, this idea that the zealous, they preempt themselves to do the mitzvot, meaning they move forward quicker and faster in order to go ahead and fulfill that which God wants from us. The second idea, to complete, v'zeh ki kumo shesrich pikhut gedola v'ashkafa raba l'natzel l'mokshe hayetzer. Mean just like in general, we have to, as we talked about in Zahirut, have to go ahead and do everything within our possibility to go ahead and separate from evil, to separate from doing things that are wrong. That it should be that the evil shouldn't come and get mixed into anything we do. Ken sarich pichut gdola v'ashkafa le'echoz v'mitzvot. So therefore, if we want to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvot, we also have to apply a lot of intelligence. We have to apply a lot of monitoring and being careful about what we're doing in order to be able to be zoche to fulfill the mitzvot. And that we should not come to a situation where we lose the opportunity. This is just like the Yetzer Hara goes ahead and uses every possible trick in order to bring down a person and to draw him into sin through depression. So also, he goes ahead and he does everything he can to depress a person in order to hold him back from doing the mitzvot, from moving forward. And to cause that he should lose the opportunities of fulfilling these mitzvot. Now, if he's not going to turn around and fight this dragging that's going to be on him, and he doesn't run after these mitzvot, he's going to end up in a situation where he does not have the mitzvot in front of him to fulfill. Now, the Ramchal tells us that man's natural tendencies are laziness, and therefore to fail. In Derech Hashem, the Ramchal introduced us to the idea, at first, that when man was created, that the Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Tov situation that existed was a 50-50 situation. But following the sin, following the Chet, the situation changed. And in fact, the Yetzer Hara has the upper side. In fact, that was one of the things that we ended last week's shiur, with the Ramchal telling us, that to succeed, we have to always rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to put in that extra bit for us. Us making that extra effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always fulfill and will always put in that which we need in order to succeed. But if left to our own natural tendencies, essentially we're doomed for failure. V'tireh ki teva adam kaved ma'od. Man's general nature is very heavy. Kafriyot hachom liyot gas. Aken lo yachpotz adam betorach umlacha. ומי שרוצה לזכות לעבודה הבורא יברך צריך שיתגבר נגטיבו עצמו ויתגבר ויזדרז. So a person who's going to look to succeed, he has to go against his nature. He has to rise up against it. שאם הוא מניח עצמו ביד כבדותו, because if he leaves himself to this heaviness which exists with him on a natural basis, ודאי הוא שלא יצליח. Of course he's not going to succeed. והוא מה שאמר התנא, הויעז כנאמה וקל כנשא ורץ כזרי וגיבו כארי לעשות רצון אביך אשר שמיים. That a person should go ahead and he should be like the leopard, should be like the eagle, should be like the deer, should be like the lion, have their characteristics, to be strong in the face of adversity, to be light and move quickly when they need to run like the deer, to be strong like the lion, to do all that which God wants. V'chein manu hachamim zunvacha bedvarim matzrichim chizuk. So therefore, the rabbis went ahead and listed to us the things that are going to need a little bit of our application. Torah u'masim tovim. That when it comes to Torah u'masim tovim, we need to apply in particular. And there it says, Mikro malehum chazak ve'ematz me'od lishmor la'asol kechol ha'torah asher tzivecha Moshe avdi. So therefore a person should go ahead and he should strengthen himself, be courageous, and he should guard himself to do all that which the Torah has commanded him by Moshe, my servant, God's servant. Ki chizuk gadol tzarich l'mi shirotzeh l'chpot ateva el kefacho. Because it takes a tremendous amount for a person to be able to turn around and change his very nature. In fact, Shlomo shana meod ba'azarato alze biroto et ruah ha'atzla ve'hefsel agdo anishach memenu b'ma. Shlomo Melech tells us, a person usually starts like this, ma'at shenot, he starts a little bit of sleeping, ma'at tumot, a little bit of slumber, ma'at chibuk yadayim nishkav, a little folding of the hands to go to sleep, Uva kimahalech reshcha umechasurcha ki ish magen, and your poverty is suddenly upon you, and you're wanted as an armed man. In other words, all of this is to tell us one thing: that given that our nature is to go ahead and to not move, to not be motivated, that we need to be doing something. We need something, some sort of action. We need to take initiative. Now, a person might think, being lazy, what's the big deal? The lazy man's not doing anything wrong. He sits there. If he says, he's sitting in the room, he's doing nothing, he's not sitting, so he's already doing a mitzvah. But this is not exactly the case. The lazy man may not be doing anything wrong in a direct fashion, but ultimately, he brings about wrongdoings. Even though he's not doing any evil in a direct fashion, he's bringing evil on himself. Because not doing anything. So also he who slackens in his work is a brother to the destroyer. Even though he's not a destroyer, who's in fact doing it himself, he's committing the evil, he's not far from him. Elhu achiv uben gilo. He is, as they say, his blood brother. He is the one that essentially is going to bring about, through his being lazy, evil. Now where do we saw that sort of, so where do we see this sort of thing? I'll give an example. A person, the Ramchal tells us, who's placed over a garden and he has to watch it. He has responsibilities. If he doesn't every day go out and water the trees and water the plants and water the flowers, if he doesn't cut away the dying herbage that's there, if he doesn't take initiative, what will happen is it dies. more importantly, take the case of somebody who has a position of responsibility. A doctor, a lawyer. What happens if he doesn't continue his education? What happens if he doesn't take it upon himself to go ahead and to constantly renew his studies? To constantly look and see what the newest and latest is? Ultimately speaking, there may be those who pass through their hands, who end up being victims of the court, who end up being victims of their own conditions, where their medical help could have been successful. Sitting back and doing nothing is never an option. Now, just knowing these things, and knowing that it needs to be done, is not enough. As we frequently see, that people remain lazy, even fully understanding the results. והנה אנחנו רואים בעינינו כמה וכמה פעמים שכבר ליבו של אדם יודע חובתו ונתעמת אצלו מה שרואה לו להצלת נפשו. How many times does a person really see what in fact is an obligation for him, what is in fact the truth, and yet nevertheless he doesn't do what's necessary to save his own soul? ומה שחובה עליו מצד בורו, and what is required of him of his creator, and he just leaves it. It's not because he doesn't know that this needs to be done, and not for any other reason, but only because of the fact that laziness has come upon him. What do you mean laziness? The idea of a person taking the situation at hand and saying, I'm not going to rock the boat. I'm just going to relax. How many people in this world know that smoking is bad for them? I think everyone. It's not only bad for them, it's bad for everybody around them. Yet nevertheless, just knowing that smoking is bad for a person, that doesn't all of a sudden create a situation now where the person's going to stop. So, this is very much related to the same concept we've mentioned before, by Zahirut. And in fact, the first steps, meaning making things happen, is directly connected to Zahirut in the same fashion that we mentioned before. When I had mentioned the idea of the Atbash, the idea that these four letters represent Rashi Tevot, of a system for a person to be able to achieve happiness, Aleph is Emuna, faith, Tav is Tikva, is hope, Bet is Bitachon, the Shin, Simcha, happiness. Here also, a person has to have Emuna, he has to have faith that there's a future, that this is God's world. He has to have faith that it's possible for him to go on with life without a cigarette in his mouth. He has to have hope that there is a world afterwards. When that happens, and when he's fully internalized it, then he can complete the steps necessary to go ahead and to stamp out any habit that is negative. Because he'll have confidence, bitachon, trust, that it's possible, it's going to happen. And with that confidence, he'll find happiness. Yes, it will be, and he'll move forward with happiness on his face. And as long as a person is moving forward with emunah and tikva and bitachon and simcha in that straight direction, there's no opening for the Yetzer Hara to enter. It's only when a person is leaving himself to this kvedut, to this heaviness, to this laziness, that all stems from a lack of faith, does he open up the door for the very opposite of faith, the Yetzahara. So a person is very, Harehu omer ochel kim'ah, o yishan kim'ah, I'll eat a little, I'll sleep a little, Oh, kasha elav tzet mi beti. Yeah, you know, it's difficult for me to get out of my house. Pashati et kutanti echecha al bashena. I already took off my shirt. How can I put it back on again? Chama azah ba'olam. Oy, it's very hot out. Hakara rabao. Oy, it's very cold. Hageshamim, oh, it's raining. It's raining. How can I get up and go to shul? There's rain outside. V'chol shar hamtlaot. All the other excuses. V'atoanot. Asher pi ha'atzelim male mehem. That those that are lazy, their mouths are filled with. Uvenkach uvenkach ha'torah munachat. What ends up happening is the Torah sits there. V'avodah mevutelet. The avoda, the service of God, ends up being nullified. V'adam ozev et voro. And man ends up abandoning his creator. If he had the faith and the hope, the knowledge that this is what he needs to be doing, and that it's possible for him to accomplish it, and with that idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will assist him in anything that he decides to do in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then giving him bitachon, confidence, and simcha, and happiness, what's the big deal? Just this last Shabbat, I'm now about a 30-minute walk to the shul. 15 minutes in, it starts a downpour, a mabul. And I'm with my young son, 6 years old. We're sitting, we're talking about different mitzvot and how the halachot of Shabbat came about through the idea of the Mishkan and so forth. And it's pouring rain. But what's the idea? There's no running, there's no jumping, there's not. We continue talking, we kept walking, rain, pouring. What's the problem? If this is the way it's going to be, this is what God wants. The truth is, it's a very long walk and very hot. It was kind of nice to have a bit of rain. Quite a bit of rain. Kept us cool the whole way. And in that rain and walking and everything else, we're sitting and we're talking and we're learning, confident that whatever it is that's going to happen in the world, this is God's plan. Happy. Came into the shul, didn't bother me, didn't even think about the fact that rain, not me, not my son. I was very proud of him. But the idea is just that. When there's confidence, there's happiness. Things move forward. Huma sheShlomo tzovech veOmer, Chacham atzel beEnav, Mishivi Mishivei Ta'am. Now, a person's got to be smart about what he's doing and moving forward. He's got to develop this confidence. Because, see, the person who's already stuck into this situation of making excuses for everything in his life, blaming this, blaming that, blaming the fact that his parents give this to him, the fact that the stars were like this when he was born, the fact that he didn't have this opportunity in his life, this happened, that happened, all these various things he wants to blame. What happens is Shlomo Melech just told us that the Chacham Atzel, a lazy man, he's wise in his own eyes more than 70 sages. Because laziness doesn't even permit one to attend to the words of those who reprove him. Everybody else is a fool. He's the only chacham. Because who would walk in the rain? Who would go on the rest of the day? You're going to do this. This is going to happen. You're going to catch cold. You're going to this. Listen. And it was here, live in Florida. You're going to catch cold? It's 95 degrees out. Nobody's going to catch cold. But again, also, can't be a fool either. The Ramchal will tell us later. So you get in, you dry yourself off, you take off your jacket, you know, what are you going to do? Now, not only that, one of the greatest of all the Yetzirot in terms of jumping on a person to be able to destroy his motivation is interestingly one that comes in a very interesting package. It comes in the package of the ascetic. V'hini tida ki ze klal gadol menuse b'mlechet habrishut. This is a big general rule regarding the idea of ascetism. Shekol kula sricha v'dika, that every time it comes about, a various situation where a person is going to see, I need to be separating from this, or what have you. I need to not be doing this. He needs to look into very carefully. Because it could be that the very thing that he's thinking about now separating from, or being an ascetic in regards to, could be something that this fact, there is something to be said about taking that approach. But you see, this is always very, very close. This is the line. The Yetzirah jumps in. He knows what he's doing. Because you have to check very carefully, because it might just be from the side of the Yetzirah. With many, many investigations. Now, if everything works out and you see that this is in fact the right way, then that's true. This is the time to be able to separate. Now, what's being talked about here? First of all, we're talking about the idea of pre-shoot, which is a midah that doesn't come now for a couple chapters, all of a sudden in the middle of the chapter of being motivated. So what is he referring to? And I just referred to before this idea that this is where the Yetzirah is going to jump in. He's going to tell you, run off to the mountains. There's a lady in my office, not Jewish, who decided she had a vision that she needs to run off to a certain temple in India and that she should go ahead and become a saint. I thought this was a very interesting idea. Well, what about everything else? What about your family, this, that? Well, no, you know, this is what you have to do. When the calling came, it's time to go. Well, sure, that's all very easy and wonderful to go ahead and to throw everything out. To say, that's it! No more of this world. I'm going to go live in the jungles. I'm going to eat off the fat of the land. I'm going to survive there. Yes, with no responsibilities, you're going to survive there. Probably you don't get eaten by some wild animal. But the point is that you're going to go ahead and you're going to throw off the yoke of responsibility in the name of sainthood. What you've just done is fallen into the skillful hand of the Yetzirah. Now, of course, this is obviously a big example, but even on a smaller level, a person has to constantly be aware and look into what's going on. He's got to monitor the situation around him, just like Zahirut in this regard, to recognize where he might be fooling himself, where he might be thinking along a crooked path. What he thinks is being motivated and running off in the right direction requires a lot of direction. As we said before, certainly Eitzah from the Chachamim, going and asking the Rabbanim, speaking over the ideas, knowing clearly, is this the right way? Is this the wrong way? Limud Torah, which is the key to Zahirut, is also the key to Zrizut. Just like being careful requires the Limud to know what's right and wrong, being Zariz, being motivated, also requires a Limud to know what is the right direction to move forward. Serving God means to serve Him in the way that He asks us to serve Him. Serving God doesn't mean for us to serve ourselves in the way that we think will be for God. Klalo shel davar, chizuk gadol srich adam litchazek ulitkaber bezrizut lasot hamitzvot bahashlicho ma'alav kovet atzala hamakevet al yado. So in general, as we said, there's a tremendous amount of work that needs to be put in to go ahead and to be motivated, to go ahead and to be zealous, to fulfill the mitzvot. ותראה שהמלאכה משתבחים במידה הטובה הזאת שנאמר בהם גיבורי כוח עושה דברו לשמוע בכל דברו. ואומר והיוד רצו ושוב כמרי הבזק. Now we find that what? We find that the angels are praised with this characteristic. Their speed at fulfilling God's will like lightning. Going and coming. This idea is what we need to fulfill within ourselves. And just like we had given the mashal last week regarding the idea of the knight in shining armor, it's not just enough to go out to go save the princess. You also need to be the first one of the knights to save the princess. Because if you expect to be the one to walk home with the princess, then you've got to be the one to do it. So that same story applies here. Move forward. Take the opportunity. Chelkei HaZuzot Shnayim, there are two parts. It's mentioned in Perek Zayin, the seventh Perek of Mesilat Yesharim. There are two parts to this idea of being zealous. Echad kodem atchala maaseh, one comes before the deed, and the second one, v'echad achriken, after the deed. So beforehand, what do we see? Don't let the opportunity slide by. Kodem atchalat maaseh hu shelo yachmit adam et hamitzvah. Don't let the mitzvah sour. Don't let the opportunity sour. When the time comes, or it's prepared before you, the situation was presented in front of you, when it came to mind, be quick, jump on it, do it, don't leave time between your initial impetus to do and the actual kiyum, the fulfillment. There's nothing more dangerous than letting time play on. Asher hine kol rega shemitchadesh, every new moment yuchal itchadesh eze ikuv l'maaseh hatov. Because what will happen is every moment that you wait is one more moment that the Yetzer Hara can convince you. No. It's too cold outside, it's too warm outside. Nah, somebody else will do it. What's the big deal? You get this great idea. I want to go out and I want to start a chavruta. I want to start learning with somebody. You let one day go by, you let 2 days go by. And time becomes your worst enemy. Have confidence, bitachon, as we said. With trust in God. Knowing that the opportunity can be fulfilled because you've seen it now. You've thought about it. With that confidence, move forward and don't miss the opportunity. Here the key is, know and believe you can do it. And the second is to have confidence that you will do it. How do you see that confidence? When a person goes ahead and he begins a project, what he needs to do is he needs to see the result. He needs to see the result. Once he thinks about doing, he needs to see it done already in his mind. He needs to picture it. And he needs to picture it complete. He needs to picture it with him in it, with him enjoying the results, with it having already happened, with bitachon, with trust that it will be that way. And then he'll be happy. Because he already sees it's there, it's possible, it's in his hands, he can do it, it can happen. Again, he sees the Ushmartem et mitzvot. Ushmartem et matzot. Therefore, the Chachamim, they mention regarding the pasuk, says, and you shall watch the matzot. You shall watch the matzot of Pesach. And they do a drasha. They take this last word of matzot, which has the same spelling as mitzvah, and they talk about this idea of mitzvah habal yadecha al tach mitzena. When a mitzvah, when an opportunity to fulfill God's will comes to you, don't let it sour. And that brings us to the second part, that you have to complete what you begin. As soon as you begin it, you have to have this in mind, that it's going to happen, it will be there, you're going to see it being done. You have to have confidence. Achazrizut achar atchalat ha-maasehu, shekem she'achaz mitzvah yimehen la'ashlim otah. So the key to being zariz, the key to being zealous here, is as soon as you have the opportunity in your hand, you've begun it, be quick to finish it. V'lo lahakel me'alav, k'mi shemitaveh lahashlich me'alav maso'o, But don't be flippant about it, like a person who's, no, something comes to him, okay, I'll take care of it. But with fear that maybe you might not come to finish it. And this is something which the rabbis have been very careful to tell us. Anybody who begins with a mitzvah and doesn't finish it, God forbid, he comes to bury his children and his wife, God forbid. Only the one that finishes it is the one that we say that the mitzvah is called upon. If not you, someone else. So be the one to finish it. Only the one, only the knight that walks back to the king with the princess is the one that saved the princess. And a letter note, because this is quite heavy. My grandfather, Lo Shalom, so I don't know if I mentioned this before, but he used to say, the reason why all the batons, the reason they never get anything done, they start it but they don't finish, is what? You see, he say no, that if you try and do something and you can't finish it, it's like you finished it. So what they do is they start everything, halfway through they walk away and start something else, and like this, you know that what, you got double for the price of one. Very funny, certainly, of course, a bit of like my grandfather's way of giving mussar, a bit of a joking type of way to point out something, that a person has to be very careful to finish everything, because obviously it doesn't really work out like that. It was bearing very facetious, but he points out at the same time a very important yisod which the Chacham have taught us, that look, a person cannot let the Yetzirah come in now and fool him into believing that don't start because you may not finish, may not be able to finish. If you put in your hard effort to do what you need to do, then there's nothing to fear, then there's nothing to worry about. You put your effort in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, have confidence, you will accomplish what needs to be accomplished. And if you don't see the Kiyomasa, if you don't see the final act, if you put in all the effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaref machshava tova lamaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes good thought and brings it to deed. So don't worry. Now, what's the key here about not being lazy? As you've already said, yes, emuna, that brings tikva. Bitachon brings simcha. But what's empowering a person to develop the emuna? What's empowering the person to develop the bitachon, the trust? Passion for God. Ava, love of God, Yira, awe of the Creator in His awesomeness. V'tirei she'adam asher tilhat nafsho ba'avodat boro v'adai shelo yitatzel ba'asiyat mitzvot ela tiyeh tnuato k'tnuat ha'esh mehmira. He should move like a burning flame for His Creator. Ki lo yanuach v'lo yishkot ad im kala adavar lashlimo. Until He has come to complete that which needs to be completed. I am serving the King. I am going to fulfill His will. I will not stop until the princess is saved. It doesn't matter what happens in the path. I have confidence this is what needs to get done. This is what has to happen. Courage. Confidence. And I assure you that every knight that went on his quest was a happy man. Fulfilling the words of this King, running to save the beautiful princess that he'll bring back. He of course sees the rewards for him and what have you, but it's the opportunity of chivalry already that has overtaken him, for he knows that this is what he exists to do. How does a person then bring passion into his life? What you do affects you. Va'amnam hitbonen od shekomo shehazrizut hutoledet haitlahtut apnimit Just as zeal can result from inner burning, ken min hazrizut yivaled itlahatut, so it also can create this burning. V'hainu ki mi shemargish atzmo b'maasei ha-mitzvah k'mo shu m'maher tznuato ha-chitzona. The one who perceives a quickening of his outer movements, meaning if he moves, if he makes himself go, in the performance of the mitzvah, in this zeal of physical action, kinehu gorem shetivar bo tznuato ha-pnimit k'mo ken, he will then move himself internally, and so he will begin to desire. He will grow within him passion. V'achefetz yitkaber bo v'yelech, and he'll move. Ach im yitnaheg bikvedut b'tznuat everav, but if he moves slow, gam tznuat rucho tishka v'tichpeh, then what's going to happen? His spirit also is going to move like that. V'ze devar shehanisayon yidu. Experience testifies to this. See it. I found that in general, that this is a great tool for everything. On the side of the hero, the person sees himself, that he begins to become angry, he begins to become upset. So what do? Do the opposite. Relax yourself. Relax your movements. Relax your body. Slow. The anger subsides. When it comes time to do a mitzvah in the morning, a person wakes up. If a person gets out of bed and his movements are slow, and of course, what kind of motivation is there? But if he wakes up and his eyes open, and the first thing he does is he jumps out of bed, and he runs to go nidun itilad yadayim. He runs to go ahead and say modeani. He runs for this mitzvah, for that mitzvah. He begins his life with running. Physically, he's moving. His whole being will be that way. When a person does on the chitzoni, it affects the panimi. What he does on the outside affects the inside. When he moves quick, he will be quick. Meaning when he goes ahead and he acts with zeal and passion for his creator, when he works himself up into a frenzy, God, 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 wow, God, God is great, God is wonderful. Wow! Tzitzit! Wow! Tefillin! Wow! I try every morning when I sit down before I'm about to pray just to go ahead and get worked up a little bit. And it'll make all the difference. Change will happen because you do. As we said before, Zrizut is just like Zehirut. Torah is the key to recognizing the magnitude of the issues, the results of what will come about. Hine ha'em sa'im asher nikneh bam ha'zrizut hem hem otam asher nikneh bam ha'zehirut. So it is that acquiring zrizut, acquiring zealousness, comes in the same fashion of acquiring watchfulness. This is the key. Start out with Talmud Torah, learning what's right, what's wrong, and then taking from this incredible wealth of Torah that is now available in every language, and look to find books that will motivate one person, that will inspire a person. I find that nothing does that better for me than to go ahead and to look into the stories of the tzaddikim, not just of the past, meaning of the long time past, but even the immediate past. When I pick up a sefer and I learn about the life of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, or Rav Moshe Feinstein, about the Baba Sali, I'm inspired. The incredible saintliness of these men, that man can reach such levels. I aspire to try and be as great as these men. Beyond that, the whole world itself is a place to learn. What also can inspire a person to be zealous is taklut berov hatovot shehakadosh baruch hu oseh im ha'adam b'chol et v'chol shah, is by looking at all the good that God does for us every single day, every moment. V'niflaot hagdolot she'oseh imo me'et aleda ad hayom ha'acharon, the incredible wonders that God does for us from the time we're born until the time of the end. It's unbelievable when I think about how many things have passed in my life where I could have been dead. When I think about how many times in my life where I succeeded and was beyond what my wildest dreams, how things positive had come out, surely not by my own hand. Unbelievable how HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us. The more a person looks into these things, into the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha Pratit, the way His individual providence over every single thing in the universe is, he will begin to recognize the incredible debt that he has to his God, that is good to him. And these are going to be the means by which a person will recognize that there's no place for being lazy. There's no place for sloughing off one's responsibilities. So even if he can't finish everything that God wants from him, so just like he can't pay God all his debts, at the very least he can fulfill what he asked him to do in the best possible way, to the best of his ability. Everyone owes Hashem in the end. Be it poor man, be it rich man, be him healthy, be him sick, shelo yireh niflaot v'tovot rabot b'matzavo, or he doesn't see the wonders and the great things in his particular condition. Ki ashir v'habari, the person who's rich and the person who's very healthy, kfar hu chayav lo yibarach al oshro v'avroto, he already is obligated to God in the fact that he's rich, the fact that he's healthy. Ani chayav lo shafilu b'onyo mamsi parnasato derech nes v'afere v'enu maniho lamut barav, that at the very least he still ends up with sustenance in a miraculous way, one way or the other, and he manages to survive and not die from hunger. That the sick man, because he's still here, he's still around, he's still given the opportunity of life, because God hasn't let him slip. He's still here. V'chen kol kiyotze b'zeh, at she'en l'cha adam shelo yakir atzmo chayav l'bor, nobody will be found who doesn't have a debt to his Creator. Ovistaklo b'tovot ele, when he looks in the good that's involved in this, shuhu makabel mimenu, of all the good that he gets from him, v'day she'itorer l'hizdarez l'avodato k'mo she'katavti l'mala, for sure he will be awakened, he will be motivated to serve, like Ramchal wrote before. Kol shechen yitbonen eyot kol tuvo taloy biyado yibarach. Now, if he sees that all the good that he has is mamash in the hand of God, as he begins to develop and understand this idea of hashkacha pratit, this idea of providence, that everything is directly run by the hand of God, That everything that he needs, everything that is there for him, is from God and from no other place. Then for sure he won't be lazy to serve God and to do what God wants. To do all that which is required of him. Now, what defeats Zrizut? What defeats Zrizut are all things that enhance laziness. How can a person be motivated and lazy at the same time? It doesn't quite work. V'akadosh v'kulam hu bakashat amnucha agufanit. So the number one biggest factor is desire for creature comforts. V'sinat ha-torach, hatred of work, v'avat ha-idunim, v'tashlum kol taneahem, and the love of all those little things that are there. All the various physical things. See, a person like this, for sure, the services of Creator is going to be something that's going to weigh heavily on him. So if a person who wants to eat in the most perfect way and with the most relaxed settings, and he should have the most perfect sleeps without any interruptions. For sure, this person is going to have difficulty getting up in the morning to go to shul. Or to interrupt his meal in order to be able to pray mincha. Or to go out to perform a mitzvah. If it's not the clear time. All the more so, of course, that he should speed himself, should go ahead and be zealous to go ahead and perform a mitzvah or to learn Torah. And somebody who accustoms himself to these creature comforts, he doesn't now come to a point now where he can easily walk against this. He's already now trapped. His will is trapped in his habit, which has become a second nature to him. So interestingly, so as I mentioned before, this co-worker, so of course she didn't go off to the mountains and didn't become a saint. So after a day or two, I asked, "Well, no, are you going?" The answer was, "Nah. I enjoy my satellite TV. I like fast food. I've got this. I've got that. Well, how can I give up all these things?" That's the key. Once a person goes ahead and makes a habit in his life of running after... Now, I'm not talking about running after all of the... We're not holding back from that which person needs. We're talking about running after all the finer things that are really not necessary. We're talking about going beyond what a person needs and dipping into what a person desires. The next thing that, of course, factors into this laziness. It's an abundance of fear. And fear from time and things that come about. One moment he's afraid of the cold, or from the heat, now he's afraid of this, he's afraid of sickness, he's afraid of that, one thing after another. Constant fear of every little thing. You have to have confidence. You have to turn around and recognize that this is God's world. You're here on a mission to fulfill. And that if you go ahead and you look to fulfill that mission, you can have confidence. You can be happy with the known fact that if you're moving to do what's required of you to do, whether you finish or not, as long as you're moving and doing every single day, nonstop, everything will be all right, but it will come to fruition in the best possible ways. Klal Shadvar, in summary, is like this. Tzrich shiyasim adam et atzmo arai ba'olam ve'kavua ba'avuda. So a person has to go ahead and he has to make himself rootless in the world and rooted in divine service. Yitratze v'yistaper b'chol inyanei olam b'mashim yizdamen lo. He has to be content and get along with whatever is there in front of him. V'yikach min hava b'yado, take what comes his way. V'yerachok min hamenucha, hold back from an abundance of rest. V'karov l'mlacha v'amal, be quick for work and labor. V'yenachon libo batuach b'Hashem, his heart should trust securely in Hashem. V'lo yirah mitoldot hazman uv'gav, and he should not fear the future and what it might bring. Have bitachon. Now, of course, when we talk about bitachon, we're not talking about putting yourself in danger. Shema tomar, hare matzinu shichivu hachamim b'chol makom shishmur adam et atzmo shmira mu'ula. We see that in every place the Chachamim have told us that we have to have a particular care over ourselves. V'lo yasim atzmo b'sakana, a person should never put himself into danger. Afilu tzadiku v'al ma'asim, even if he is a very righteous man, filled with good deeds. V'amru akol bidei shamayim chutz mitzinim pachim. Everything is the hands of a heaven. It says, except for chills and fever. Meaning that if you don't take responsibility to make sure that you're caring for yourself, meaning you're being reckless. You're being reckless, it's your responsibility. It says in Devarim, a person has to be very particular in terms of guarding his soul. Know that there is fear and there is fear. There's fear and trust in Hashem, and there's stupidity. There's being confident and there's being reckless. Yesh yira roya v'yesh yira shota. There's proper fear and there's foolish fear. There's awe and there's outright being scared. There's no idea of being scared. There's an idea of recognizing the greatness of God. Fear from punishment for the wrong thing, but not outright fear. God is there for you. Ki hinei Adon Baruch Hu asa at Adam bal sechel nachon usvar nechocha v'shineg atzmo al derech tov. Now God made man with a brain. He gave him the ability to think. וישמו מן הדברים המזיקים אשר נברו לאנוש את הרשעים. And therefore he should protect himself from those things which God created specifically for punishing the evil people. Person sticks his hand into a flame, he has to expect to get burnt. ומי שיצא שלא ינהג עצמו בדרך החוכמה. Now if a person doesn't want to make use of his mind, ויפקיד עצמו לסכנות, and he's going to hand himself over to dangers, in the end, bitachon elolut. This is recklessness. This is not trust. This is not confidence. Meaning a person who decides that he wants to go ahead and he wants to jump out of airplanes and parachute, and he's not going to be careful about everything he does. Eh, what's the big deal? Don't worry, I've done this a million times. He has to expect that if he's not going to be careful, if he's not going to take the right precautions, that his confidence is not confidence, but recklessness. Confidence is having trust in God that when you're going to fulfill His will and you're doing it in the best possible way, confidence is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to watch and guide every step and every movement that you make, and that things will work in the most positive way. And for that, a person can be happiness. It means that this Hashkacha Prati, this divine providence, is on him. Every moment he's in the eye of God. He's being looked at, being watched over, because he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He knows this because of his emunah. He has faith that it's possible for him to accomplish. He's got hope, and he has confidence, and therefore he's happy. Happy with a settling happiness, not a reckless zeal that's only momentary. Vinehu chote, the person who's reckless, he's a sinner. V'mashu oseh neged retzon haborei barak shemo, because he's going against God's will. Shirotzei shishmor adam atzmo, he wants that man should watch himself. V'nimtza shemilvad asakana amutba'at v'dvar asher hu alul aleya b'vnei chesron shmirato. Hine odu mitchayev, hu mitchayev benasho b'kumaseh b'chet asher hu chote. So it's not only that he now is in a situation of danger because of the very acts that he's doing, but now he's also a sinner by the eyes of God, and therefore liable for what he's doing on that plane as well, on a spiritual plane. And the sin itself, because he's not watching himself, because he's not careful and he's being reckless, that itself will bring punishment upon him. V'ulam ha-shmir hazot v'zot ha-yira ha-musadedet al ha-nagat ha-chokhma v'ha-sechel hi-roya. But now, watching oneself and having the proper awe, the proper fear where it belongs, on working and doing things with wisdom and understanding, which is proper for what he's doing. Shalin emar arum ra ra v'nistar u'batim avru v'nanshu. Achayira hashote hishiyadam rotze lohosif shmirato al shmirot v'yira al yira v'ose mishmeret mishmato v'ofen shiyagia mizeh v'tul the Torah v'lavodah. So the foolish yira is that a person wants to go ahead and he wants to guard the guards, and he wants to fear the fears, and he wants to continually create one barrier after another until it comes to an end of bittul Torah and a lack of service of God. So what we find is a situation that where a person goes ahead and he watches himself so well, where he says to himself, no, I'm concerned with this, I'm concerned with that, I'm concerned with this, I'm concerned with that, I don't want to go to shul, I don't want to this, I don't want to that, because if I do this, it'll be that, if I come in contact with so many people, then this will happen, and that way, in other words, he's going to turn around and close himself in. He's going to give himself a case, I think we call it agoraphobia. A person is afraid to walk out of his own home? No. The key is that a person walks in that middle path, watching himself carefully, having trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that when he seeks to do the right thing and that he goes and picks himself up and moves in the right direction, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will lead him from one thing to the next, that he fulfills God's will, and God will help him to fulfill his will. And God willing, Bezat Hashem, we'll see Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Mehra B'Yameinu. If there's any questions, I'll give up the mic.